can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the various features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
So you can take control. That's the point of the program. Last hour, for those of you just tuning in, Mark, you were just about to get into detail from New York City and what Michael Bloomberg, who's the man that calls himself mayor there, has proposed.
Lots of people call him mayor.
Now, I don't normally like to talk about proposals for laws on this program because, you know, sometimes they just don't go anywhere. But then again, this is New York City we're talking about, and big cities like this, a lot of these proposed laws, they've got a good chance of passing because these people are very experienced at passing nanny state control laws.
Mm-hmm.
There's all manner of regulations. You can't walk down the street in New York City without violating some sort of code. I mean, there's so much, ordinances, I guess, that can be violated. I remember one story, a guy got arrested ticketed for sitting on a milk crate. It was like improper use of a milk crate. Have you ever seen it? And I remember when I was in jail working in the kitchen, the milk crates have warnings on them. There's warnings on the side about how it's a violation of federal law to use this in milk crate improperly.
Don't turn it upside down and sit on it.
Right. So, I mean, just kind of all kinds of crazy rules and regulations. It wouldn't surprise me to see this come to be true. And where was the report coming from, by the way?
AP. I've got it from Wall Street Journal, but the story's from AP.
Where they're saying that they're going to ban sodas or fountain drinks, essentially, that are over a certain amount of ounces.
16. And I was listening to NPR today, and they had one of three of these sort of man-in-the-street interview kind of feels to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, you never know how legitimate they are, but they had three interviews. And they didn't, nobody said, this guy ought to get out of our business and leave us alone, right?
None of the New Yorkers, you mean?
Right. Basically, they're all talking about, yeah, you shouldn't be drinking so much soda.
Or, I think it should be 15 ounces.
But
make smaller ice cubes.
Now, this doesn't have to do with convenience stores. It's only restaurants, delis, and movie theaters.
Really?
So you can go to...
So you can get a Humongo gulp down at the local convenience store. That's no problem.
Right. So the deli has to put up a petitionary wall and put a new door up, and that way they can have, they can have a convenience store on one side and the deli on the other or whatever.
This is ridiculous. I mean, I'm not advocating they should include convenience stores, but it seems like the convenience store lobby has pulled some strings here, right? Because if you essentially ban everybody from buying large-size sodas from everywhere else except convenience stores, well, then you're going to result in anybody that wants a 32-ounce big gulp sort of drink to go to the convenience stores. I mean, it's basically funneling business their way.
But you're not allowed to bring in outside drinks into movie theaters, have to buy more. You'll have to buy several sodas if you want your 128 ounces of high fructose corn syrup.
And everything in it is good for you, right? It's made out of corn and stuff.
Water.
Water, that's good for you. What's the problem?
It's amazing, though, that Michael Bloomberg, I mean, have you seen his helicopter and where he lands his helicopter?
Isn't he allowed to fly into the city? He's like the only one who's allowed to or something?
Well, yes, but there's this helipad that he flies into. It's restricted because it's very, very noisy. Helicopters are very noisy, but there are, it's a residential high-rise apartment complex with, million-dollar-plus apartments, and people complain and said, hey, it's too noisy. So he has on weekends, it can't be after 8 in the evening and before, 6 in the morning or something like that. It's pretty reasonable, whatever, whether or not you agree with the restriction or not. But the fact is he violates it continuously. Because he's the mayor. And so he's, I get to do whatever I want. But for you people,
of course, this is exactly, there's been studies, and this is exactly what power does to people. They, believe because they're in charge, the rules don't apply to them. And, there's evidence
to prove that's true.
Absolutely. Also,
as long as no one will enforce the rules upon them, then the rules don't apply. I mean, in theory, these rules should apply to them, but if the police look the other way...
Right. If you're the mayor and you can't get the police to enforce, and people can't get the police to enforce rules upon the mayor, then there are no rules on the mayor.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. Now, this rule is it's very interesting because in the last decade...
Is this like health code or something like that? Just a city ordinance?
I don't know. I mean, they're just going to go after them.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to go so slam it down.
It's restaurants, it's movie theaters,
yeah.
And what was the third one?
Restaurants, movie theaters, it was delis. Restaurants, movie theaters, and delis. And deli, restaurant. But
so you can still go to the grocery store and get a 12 or 2-ounce bottle. You can still go
a two liter bottle.
Thank you.
You get a 2 liter. You can get, as far as I know, from convenience stores. You can get a big gulp or whatever, but you can't get it from restaurants, convenient places. Essentially, movie theaters. I've always felt like they really do push the higher price stuff. It's like, you know, it's $4 for a small, $4.50 for a large, and $5 for a giganto.
Right. Well, the cost doesn't go up dramatically between those sizes, so. That makes sense. They're trying to incentivize you to buy more, right?
Right. So, but what's interesting here is that this is not a situation where they're trying to curb something. This is a situation where they're kicking an industry that is down. The industry has struggled in the recent years, as more health-conscious Americans have shifted away from sugary sodas towards bottled water or sports drinks like Gatorade.
When they say the industry, you mean the soft drink industry?
Yes. Has led to a 20% reduction in the calories consumed per capita through carbonated beverages over the last decade, according to the industry tracker Beverage Digest. Under Bloomberg's proposed ban, soda consumption would slip further. So this isn't really about – this is about following the parade, not starting the parade.
Mm.
And I – you know, I mean, really, if people are curbing their use of it, why do you need to make this law in the first place? Will this affect these Powerades and Gatorades and you know, the Sobeys and these you know,
those are considered soft drinks, are they not?
Yeah, but they're not carbonated.
Is this only for carbonated soft
drinks? I don't know. It says sugary drinks. It says cups of soda and other sugary drinks.
Gatorade is definitely a sugary drink.
Right, but that doesn't mean that it's included.
I think about
the marketing, so is juice.
They're discriminating against sugar, and they don't even use sugar in those sugary drinks.
They're discriminating against particular types of sugar. Apple juice, I mean, you know, right. As well as I do, apple juice really isn't that good for you. Yeah, it's just apples. You know, and they'll use it in other juices in order as a filler, in order to make it's all 100% juice.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, apple juice.
A lot of pear juice is actually used as filler.
That's true, too. But, I mean, you know, so they change Coca-Cola to include pear juice instead of high fructose corn syrup. Is it now a health drink?
Right.
No, it's just sugar. So I don't think they're doing anything here.
What's the penalty? Does it mention
that? I don't know. I've got the ban here would impose a 16-ounce limit on any sugar bottled water or fountain drink.
Probably pull a license.
What's that?
They'll probably pull a license of some sort.
I would assume.
Yeah.
That contain more than 25 calories per 8 ounces. Would not affect diet soda or any drink that is at least 70% juice or half milk or milk substrate.
So wait a minute. So it has to do with calorie count?
Yeah.
So it can be as sweet as you want it to be, right? I mean, there's all kinds of these zero-calorie sugar things that they, these replacements that they put in these soft drinks, these diet sodas. So you can get a 32-ounce Diet Coke. That's no problem. But you can only have 16 ounces of a sugary Coke. It's ridiculous.
What? So we don't want you to be fat, but you can go ahead and have grand mal seizures.
Where do grand mal seizures come from?
NutraSweet?
Yeah.
Is that the claim?
I wouldn't
What's
know.
What's the chemical that NutraSweet is, though? Is
aspartame?
Aspartame, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't know. They're not claiming, at this point, it's a proposal that doesn't claim exactly what's going to happen. It's a ban, and, you know, how are you going to sell it otherwise? I mean, people are going to be selling the stuff on the street.
They
won't, because the convenience stores are right there. It's just making it difficult on delis.
Right.
And, by the way, these are high profit segments, so they're going to have to raise the costs of their sandwiches.
Right.
Stuff.
It's really seems like they're targeting delis and movie theaters at the benefit of the convenience stores, because clearly if they thought this was about stopping people from drinking soda, it would be just a straight-up ban on anything over 16 ounces. But they're not doing that. More coming up, 855-453, you take control. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and it's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Hey, those features, by the way, include the bulletin board system, where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can also find our show notes, so the things we talk about on the show, generally we'll post them, links to them, over the show notes section of the BBS over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, one of the things that our BBS has that plain boards doesn't have
is you've got to put some sort of identifying information into RBBS in order to participate there. But that's not always something that's valuable for you if you're a webmaster or you are perhaps a blogger, or maybe you're just somebody that's looking to anonymously communicate on the Internet. You can do that with plainboards.com. They offer free-to-use anonymous message boards to anyone who wants to start one. So it doesn't matter if you've got your own website. You can just go and start your own anonymous message board and then pass that URL around to your friends that you'd like to join you on the anonymous message board. They pass it around to their friends. So my point being, you don't actually have to be a webmaster, but if you are a webmaster, this is useful for you as well. Plainboards.com is where you can go, P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com. Free to use, anonymous, and you can have it in seconds when you go there, plainboards.com. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. And of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. But before we go back to the phones, Michelle, you were talking about something during the break. I thought the listeners need to hear about this. Since we've been talking about sugary drinks, soft drinks, and this prohibition in New York City that may be coming soon. It's not a done deal yet. But the mayor is proposing this, that movie theaters, delis, And what was the other one? Restaurants. So movie theaters, delis, restaurants would be prohibited from selling any soft drinks any caloric soft drinks. You can still have diet soda with a limited amount of ounces, but they're restricting the amount of ounces that you can sell to a customer. So 16 would be the maximum ounceage that you could sell to somebody. So you walk up, buy your sandwich at the deli.
Means that the container can only be 16 ounces, but refills can still be free.
Yes, no. Who knows if the refill would be free?
So they have to charge for it?
Sure, why not?
Why would the business, at that point, the government's just doing the business's bidding at that point.
Well, we don't know what all the details are, and for all we know, it could get worse. Like, we've noticed that they've conspicuously left out the convenience stores, which is, of course, where plenty of Americans go on a day-to-day basis to get their dose of soda pop. I mean, a lot of these folks have a habit. They'll go in, they'll get their big gulp, and they'll go to work, or they'll be on break or at lunch or whatever. I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to. By all means, buy as much soda as you want to.
We like an occasional ginger ale.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I've got one in the fridge, actually. get as much soda as you want, but it wouldn't surprise me if when this thing came in front of the city council, some city councilor looked at this and said, well, if we're going to ban soda, we need to ban it from the convenience stores, too. And this could be modified, is what I'm saying, by the time it ends up being all things said and done.
Sure.
And, Michelle, what was it that you saw? There's a new size available.
Yeah, this was a ways ago. And
it's new to me.
7-Eleven has started having sodas, the big gulp back in the 70s or 80s or whatever. That was like
the 80s.
Yeah, that was.
I remember it coming out.
Right.
The big gulp was like what, 32 ounces or 48?
32, and then that was the big gulp or something like that.
Exactly. And then it went to 64.
Super big gulp.
And then they were going to have 128 ounce one. And the funny thing
They were going to, or they do?
Well, they did. I don't know if they do here at the 7-Elevens. I haven't been to a 7-Eleven here in New Hampshire, but they did in California before I moved out here. And
you
so
aren't exaggerating. 128 ounces.
How do they structurally make a wax paper cup?
You probably would have to have like a serious cup. Like you'd have to get like a metal cup or
something with a handle.
Yeah.
But no, you could just have your paws and you just kind of bring it up to your face like that. Mm.
I don't think I've ever purchased a big gulp except when I was in like high school in order to put vodka in so that somebody wouldn't know what
you'd
I was
drinking.
You'd
have a graveyard where you like put Dr. Pepper and 7 Up and Coke.
Oh, is that what you called it?
The graveyard.
A zombie. Okay. We called it a suicide.
Graveyard suicide zombie. We all knew well enough to know that was going to kill us if we kept drinking them.
I didn't know that at all. I just thought it was a horrifying mix. I mean, if it was actually good tasting to mix all these flavors of soda, they would sell a flavor of soda that way.
I liked it. I didn't care.
This is just what kids who want to play with fountain machines do.
But it bothers me so much the way the government has this like marionettes, Okay, no more sugar. We're going to put Hawaii out of business and cut out the sugar industry. Instead, we're going to use high fructose corn syrup because we subsidized all of the corn growers, thinking that they were going to have ethanol, but then they don't. But now they can use it for high fructose corn syrup, and so we have to have that in the sodas. And oh no, now we've found out that that causes cancer and diabetes and all kinds of health issues. So we're going to curb that down. I mean, just this constant, playing with and rearranging and everything. It makes me crazy.
Your thoughts are welcome.
Yeah, it's not gonna fix the problem. Look, if people want these big beverages, they should be able to get them.
They're gonna get them. I mean, as you pointed out, even if they ban them from
people are gonna go to jail for having too much soda.
You know, it's fun. It sounds funny, but it's probably something that's true. I mean, they're likely gonna send guys around to enforce this. They're going to have some health code inspector come in and say, "Whoa, what are these cups used for here, lady?" And you're going to see the large size cups, and they start asking questions.
I pee in it when I'm traveling.
And I think it would have to be situations where they serve. Because, I mean, if you're going to a deli and it's a self-serve situation, mm-hmm. right?
And many of them are.
You're only allowed to buy a 16-ounce regular beverage, but you're allowed to have a 72-ounce diet beverage.
Right.
Then, you're going to buy the diet cup and fill it up with whatever you're going to fill it up with.
In that case, I would imagine the restaurateur will not be responsible for your actions, but I wonder if the individual will then be held responsible.
I don't know. I think the restaurateur would absolutely be responsible for your actions, because that's
so
the only one they can.
Now all the deli's going to have to move the soda fountain back behind the counter?
Right, which of course costs money because it's labor.
Yeah, well, the thing's installed there. It's probably not easy to move it.
Right. I mean, this is already, as we pointed out already in this article, already 20%. There's been a 20% reduction in the consumption of sugary carbonated beverages. So, really, what's the problem here? People have already decided that this isn't for them. Why do we need a law?
855-450-FREE. Well, thankfully, it's not happening here. It's happening in New York City. But remember, just because it's happening in New York City doesn't mean that it won't happen where you live. Because some place was the first place to have a smoking ban. There was some place that was first. I think it was California, but I don't recall. It's been so long. But there was some bureaucracy, some set of politicians who decided, you know what? We should try banning smoking from all workplaces. And they tried it. And they got away with it. And then a bunch of other politicians jumped on board, and it spread. And now, I don't know how many places don't have smoking bans. I know there still are some of them. There must be. But it's caught on like wildfire. So if New York City has success with banning big gulps, then other places might try that, too.
I'm sure they will.
855-453. You can bring up anything you want. There's still plenty more to come here with you and your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands. And cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include archives. We've got a bunch of them that go all the way back to late 2006. You can click and download right from our website, or you can visit our brand new SoundCloud channel, and you can get them there as well. In fact, the SoundCloud link is easy enough to find. It's right on the it's on our left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share at freetalklive.com. You can click over to our SoundCloud page and then share with their share button on any episode you want to comment. In the middle of the episodes, if you want, anywhere you want, you can place a comment in the episode. It's pretty cool. So go to freetalklive.com, grab as many archives as you want, free.
If you're a coffee drinker, well, there's a great way to get some great tasting coffee at a really great price. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with O'Neill Coffee, which is a third-generation family-owned business that still roasts each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They've got more than 40 different varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees over there. You can get your favorite. And to show the Free Talk Live audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's when you do your order, make sure in the special instructions to put FTL. That way you can make sure you can get your free mug. You'll get, I think everybody gets free shipping at orders of $75 or more. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. We continue here with your calls. Clint is on the line listening in Arizona. Clint, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Yeah, point of order on the Big Gulp.
Yes.
The 32 ounce is a Big Gulp. The 44 is a Super Big Gulp. And then they had a 64 that was the double gulp.
Ah, yeah, that sounds right.
And guess, okay, so someone on the chat was like, Jeff, sounds so full of crap. It was called Team Gulp, but it was 128 ounces, and it was in Reno, or in Truckee, Team.
Oh, Team.
T-A-M. It's in Truckee, California.
As
so
in you could
suck
buy,
it, buddy.
As in you could buy one of these and give it to a whole team of people.
I guess, but it was one cup, so
gotcha.
Little Mr. Newbie on the studio show way.
Right, now, right. Isn't Big Gulp a Circle K brand, not a 7-Eleven brand?
I think so.
Circle 7-11. K is Thirstbuster. 7-Eleven is Big Gulp.
Is Big Gulp. Okay, very good. Yep. Shows you how often I go into convenience stores.
Yep.
So what else was on your mind tonight, Clint?
But believe it or not, that's not why I called.
Very good, sir.
So a neighbor of mine, a Ron Paul supporter, had asked me to run for state delegate and attend the Arizona Republican State Convention.
Okay.
And, you know, going to blow a Saturday, I only get 52 of those a year, you know, wasn't really on the top of my list, but, you know, I figured, what the heck, she was busting her chops trying to get people to go, so I went ahead and went and did it. And it was a pretty interesting experience. You know, the first thing I figured out was that the primary election that we had had here in Arizona didn't really have anything to do with how the delegates that get chosen to go national are.
Meaningless. It's amazing.
It's just a show.
It's amazing how, you know, this dog and pony show is trotted out in front of people as important and relevant.
Well, right. Didn't the media just report this week? I thought I saw a headline about how, well, Romney won Texas, so he has locked in the nomination.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I can't tell you how many people told me they wouldn't vote for Ron Paul in the primary because they wanted, well, I can't remember how they said it, but something about how they wanted to make sure they got a Republican in there. And I tried to explain to them that, you know, it's the primary election. That doesn't have much to do with it. But
There's a website called TheReal2012DelegateCount.com where they're attempting to, you know, try to show what they, you know, what kind of the true delegate count is and address this issue.
Yeah, so I went and, you know, I was actually elected as an alternate to the, you know, state delegate, and the state delegates go and vote for who goes national. So I went that morning. I was in the alternates area when the opening exercises started, and it was, so, you know, there I am in a room full of people, myself included, that would identify themselves as Christians.
Okay.
So Sheriff Joe, you know, a man who seems a lot more like the Pharisees of the New Testament than a man who follows the principles that Christ taught, gets up and leads the group in a mass worship of the cloth.
Uh-huh.
I just thought that was interesting.
Gotcha.
Meaning the flag.
Yes. And I just sat there. Luckily, I was in the alternates area, so there weren't too many people around me. You know, so it didn't cause too much of a stir.
I imagine that's going to cause some a bit of a stir at a Republican convention. I mean, somebody not standing for the pledge?
Oh, I'm sure it would have if I was in a populated area.
Interesting.
Right after that, I was actually chosen to go down and be a full-fledged delegate. You know, I was an alternate, but some of the
And how was it decided that you would be chosen for that? I mean, who determined this?
The neighbor asked me to run for it at the district level. I didn't even show up to the election because I was busy working on an air conditioner that day.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow I ended up third in line. So at least three of the regular delegates didn't show up that day.
Gotcha.
I know the
second. Hang on. So you ran as a district, you got third place, and then at the state convention?
He lost. He was the third alternate.
Yeah, I would have got something like 30th place or something like that.
You were the third alternate at the state convention.
For my district.
But the first two guys didn't show, so you ended up being chosen?
Well, of the, you know, these numbers are not going to be totally accurate, but there was something like 30 state delegates from my district, and the first, you know, the top 30 vote getters were the regular delegates, and I was like number 33, you know, on the top vote getters. So just at least three of the people in the top 30 didn't show up.
I see. Okay, got it. So there were 30 people coming from your area. You were one of the alternates, but some of the people didn't show, so they moved you up, and that's how you ended up getting in as a state-selected delegate.
Yeah, there was something like, you know, 48 people. The first 30 were were delegates, and then the next 18 or so were.
So do you feel like your time was well spent at this Republican convention?
I mean, it lasted from like 7 in the morning till 11 at night.
Oh, my God.
Just to vote for 26 people to go national and to...
Was it a bunch of fighting or something? A bunch of arguing?
Well, I'm sure you've been in a meeting with Robert's Rules of Order.
Terrible. I hate them.
Well, you know, one of the things, one of the many things that took a lot of time is when we got broke into congressional districts. There's 9 in Arizona. So everybody went to a different room. This was held at a college auditorium, like a basketball auditorium.
Sure. Okay.
So the 9 groups were, you know, the 9 congressional districts were split up. Mine had about 170 delegates in it, and we all went to different places. Some of them elsewhere on the campus, and about a half an hour after we were in there, we all got called back to the main floor again because apparently the meeting hadn't been adjourned properly for
to
go break out. So, you know, that's kind of the way the whole thing went. They didn't have enough ballots.
So frustrating.
They didn't have enough ballots for ours, and I guess they couldn't just run some more off, so it took... You know,
centralized organization fails so much.
If you're an expert in Robert's Rules of Order, you can just rule one of these events because, you know, nobody can follow them. They can be so, they're so difficult to follow, and often they don't follow them. So basically you can just, you know, beat your opponents into the dirt with these rules.
Clint, thanks for sharing your experience. It sounds absolutely harrowing. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. He made it out alive. 1-855-450-3733. Take control. Bring what you want. It's Free Talk Live. Coming up, patent trolling.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here at 855-453. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give you the archives going all the way back to 2006 for free, because usually you have to pay for that sort of thing on other talk radio sites, if you appreciate that, then maybe you want to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea behind AMP is that you send in $3 a month, we'll take that, invest it into the show, and get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And from what we've seen, it works. I mean, we're doing a decent job at it. We've got over 100 radio stations that air this show at various times throughout the week. XM Satellite Radio, of course, are online on podcast and streaming form and archives. I mean, so there's plenty of ways for people to get in touch with Free Talk Live, for people to randomly encounter Free Talk Live, which means that people will randomly discover what the ideas of freedom are all about. So maybe you don't much care for me, or maybe you don't much care for Mark or one of our co-hosts on the program.
It's you.
Maybe that's the case. In which case, I challenge you to find someone who's doing a better job of it than we are.
Yeah, that's it's really a point, because to some extent, Free Talk Live is a point counterpoint show, right? Like, you know,
no, it's not.
Shut up. So the
boy,
you know, when you go to a wrestling match and you see the good guy and the bad guy wrestling, and you've paid your ticket to see them. Mm-hmm. You're supporting the good guy and the bad guy.
Especially in your case, when you go to see ladies nude mud wrestling.
That's right.
You're like, all y'all get naked.
That's right. So, you know, in the process, there's the when Ian and I are doing our thing on here. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, at some point or another, you're going to like or dislike one or the other. People tend to like one and then change their mind and then maybe change back, or they dislike one of our stances on something. And it can be very upsetting, because these are important issues that we talk about. But let's not forget that no matter whose side it is that you're on, you need somebody in the volleyball game to do the scoop, and you need somebody to do the set, and you need some, or is it the set? The set and the spike, right?
Spike.
Set and spike, yeah.
Somebody's got to set it, and somebody's got to spike it. All right, and I don't care who you think it is setting and who you care you think is spiking.
Or who you think the bad cop or the good cop is.
And also, whatever. This isn't a game, and it's not us fooling around and playing like we disagree. Whoa, no, we really disagree on these issues. Absolutely.
I can tell you because I'm sitting to the right of...
The vein.
Mark, and he's got this vein that pops out. Yeah, it's great. And then Ian will be caught in this gleeful, maniacal laugh as he sees that vein pulsating.
I don't think I can see the vein from here.
I've had to take up meditation in order to deal with it. But, you know, this is the show, and this is what works, and it obviously works because we're on more than 100 radio stations. And, you know, I was thinking about it today. I was thinking about these, where do people's liberty dollars go? They go to often big think tanks or projects and
campaigns
and things like that. And I'm certainly not going to disparage things like Ron Paul or the Cato Institute or any of these things. I'm not going to disparage them at all. But you have to ask yourself, what does your $3 do the most for? Because, Ron Paul's certainly reaching the masses. But a lot of these think tanks, not so much. But, of course, the think tanks do work that we're able to talk about here on the show and stuff like that. I don't have any problems with supporting those things. I just think that Free Talk Live is the best use that you can make of $3.
You know, I'd love to have another principled, liberty-oriented show out in the regular radio marketplace. We know there are a bunch of them, and I've tried to collect as many of them as possible over at LRN.FM, which is my little streaming channel hobby that I've put together with the intention of promoting other liberty-oriented shows, because I know we're not right for everybody. But the fact is, nobody else has done what we've done. I mean, there's a lot of great talent out there, a lot of really great talk show hosts that have a liberty perspective, but they haven't been put the effort in, or for whatever reason they haven't gotten where we've gotten in the real radio, AM, FM, radio, XM broadcast business. And so, I mean, you really, there's no one else doing what we're doing. So...
Well, the nice thing is you can, if you don't like what either one of these guys is saying, you can call in and you can talk about whatever
That's
you
true.
Want.
You absolutely you know? Can. Thank you for that point, Michelle. So, again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there, and you get perks, too, like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, as well as the amp-only forum. Go and get the details and jump on board at amp.freetalklive.com. I appreciate it, whether you like me or not. Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Nick is on the amp lines. Nick in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live.
$3, huh? In my case, it's three for each of you and one to grow on.
Well, thanks for doing it, Nick.
Oh, so you're doing $4? Very nice. Or wait,
ten.
No, six.
Ten.
Wait, six.
Good three,
Lord,
six, one. Nine plus one is
no,
ten.
Oh, three for each of us, right. So three for all three of us. Very good.
I swear, I worked with the dentist guy in the radio industry.
Hey, neither one of you knew that it was bad and badly, meaning that you were announcing to the world that neither one of you is good at foreplay.
I don't know what that means either.
Wait, what?
If I might interrupt.
Oh, sorry.
Go right ahead.
Before I begin my material for tonight, I have a quick note for continuity buffs. Last time I called, which was the April 10th podcast with Michelle, I asked whether or not it was okay for liberty-minded people to advocate for or against any governmental policy position, and I said at the end that I would explain how you changed my mind, but it's been like 6 weeks, and in retrospect, I felt like it was probably self-evident anyway. So, moving on for tonight, you've been talking about
Mayor
Bloomberg.
I have no idea what
that means
either. Yeah, completely lost.
We've been drinking a lot of soda here, and we're going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I have not.
As for tonight, you've been talking about Mayor Bloomberg and New York City and how onerous their regulations are.
Yes.
But if we're going to be persuasive to people out there who are not already liberty-minded, I think we need to think through the alternatives. So here's something I wonder. How would a private city be materially different? Because, you know, with a Mayor Bloomberg of a private city, couldn't he still be able to make onerous regulations and violate his own rules if he wanted?
Sure. What would be the material difference? You would have the opportunity to move between private cities and, you know, make your choices, I guess.
They could say you do that today. I mean,
exactly.
How many private cities would there be, though? That's
of
a pretty,
this size?
That's a pretty big area to own privately. I mean, I'm not saying there wouldn't be private cities. There certainly could be, but how many of them? How likely is that?
No, I don't know, but even today, private cities are materially different, and I'm not entirely sure why. I don't know if it's just, it might not be about necessarily the non-aggression principle or not. It might be a difference in attitude because they don't believe that they are above you. They don't believe they have that cloak of legitimacy.
So you're saying that a certain kind of person's attracted to that private city is what you're saying, right?
Now, there's a private city going on in Florida. I don't know whether it ever took off or crashed or whatever, but I think it was called Ave Maria.
Oh, yeah, one that the Domino's guys started.
The Domino's pizza magnet started. And they don't sell condoms. I suppose they might sell you a condom if it was full of soda, but they don't sell condoms there and other prophylactics, I guess. I'm not sure what there are besides condoms. But, you know, so they do, there are private cities that for whatever their reasons are that restrict commerce.
Mm-hmm. The reason I bring things like this up is because I like to imagine that the whole world is nothing but private entities. I don't see a distinction. The state acts like it's categorically different from the rest of us, but it's really no different from a private entity that does all the same things. It violates other people's rights the same way a thief who uses force to take my wallet is not a one-person state. He's a private criminal. But a natural consequence of seeing it this way is that it gives me sympathy for the government because it means that there is nothing inherent to its existence that is wrong, just its actions. If it would only change its behavior, then theoretically it would be like any other business.
I totally agree. That is all that needs to change is they just need to take the force away from the things that they do. So if for instance, the city of Keene were to send me a property tax bill and I were to know that they weren't going to steal my house if I didn't pay the full amount, then I would be able to send them whatever amount that I felt was appropriate for the services that they had rendered to me. And that would just make them yet another private business run by private individuals. But the fact is they are willing to use violence and that sets them apart. Plus, they also have the legitimacy factor that allows them to use violence without anybody even batting an eye at it for the most part.
Well, one question I have is, why do you have a better claim to that house than they do? They were there first, right?
They were there first, meaning they've always claimed to own the property?
Well, it's been like hundreds and hundreds of years, and you know, if you don't inherit the sins of your father, at some point the organization has changed enough that don't they truly own what they own the same way?
Well, if
way
they owned it, I should have bought it from them.
And there's confusion, right? Like, think about this for a second. You know, there are people that, when they buy property, don't entirely know what they're getting into because it's not outlined in the contract that they purchase. I, as ashamed as I am to say this, I'm embarrassed to say, maybe not ashamed, I'm embarrassed to say that when I bought my property, I thought that there might be something called a lodeal title in New Hampshire and that I might be able to get away because I owned it without a mortgage or anything like that, that I might be able to get away without having to pay property taxes, and I was going to attempt to try to make that happen.
How'd that work out?
It did not work out.
I don't know. Nick, if you got more, you can hang on. We'll bring it back here in Hour 3, which is coming up, 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line, Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.